Mike Parry, Shai Martin, it's the Ocean here on Talking Balls on your Monday morning. Callum Denning joined by Stephen Small, Rory Mosdale and Ollie Browning. The team are here.
Good afternoon.
We are back.
Prepared, ready to go after an interesting first week, but I think we all got through it together. Let's talk some balls because it's been an interesting weekend of football. We're 2 weeks in and that's still cracking you up, Steve, themselves. Anyway, all of our sides were in action this weekend, but that isn't all we're going to be talking about on the show. We're going to be building up the suspense to the first ever club shop review that may be the last if we end up getting banned from all English football grounds. We're also going to be talking about why football is dying because of a certain football club on Twitter. There's been some takeovers going through that I'm very excited to talk about. We've got the Champions League, we've got Championship football, and also aside from the Midlands League Premier Division, making it to the first round of the FA Cup. It's going to be a packed show.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, we've got Red Monday in there as well. Can't forget that. Manchester United, Liverpool. That's going to be a good one. We'll talk about that. We'll preview that.
Let's talk about why football's dying.
I'll start
care
us
to
off
explain?
With, yeah, I mean, it's quite embarrassing, to be honest, but I'll start off with an open question to all of you. Is it acceptable for a football club to tell their own fans how to support their team?
No.
Callum?
Absolutely not.
Stephen?
No.
But... is there a butt in there?
They can help.
Not the way you did it.
Not the way QPR did it.
Explain the way QPR did it.
So last week I was absolutely shocked to find that QPR put out a tweet on their official Twitter feed saying hashtag make some noise, starting a campaign to try and get our fans to be a bit more vocal. And I mean, to sum it up, the first comment was, please delete this before anyone sees.
We all saw it.
Everyone took the absolute mick out of us. To be fair, our vocal support has not been good this season.
Why is it a thing though, Rory? And surely as a QPR fan, you and everyone else can't support this.
We're just used to it now. It's just like it's a part of the matchday experience. At the end of the day, our issue is what's on the pitch, not off it.
That point there, Rory, about problems being on the pitch, I think that's the first time that Talking Balls is about to go balls deep.
We are.
Can you tell me more about that? Where does the problem lie? Can we have a klaxon?
It's just been awful. Awful football to watch. It's not entertaining. I fully back Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, but it's just like sideways passing. There's no creativity.
There we go.
We're going deep.
You should get some like sad music to have as a bed, you know, because this is a very emotional time for Rory Mosdale.
Away from QPR. Let's talk about some positive boardroom steps while we've got this little championship segment going on. I'm very excited today. Positively beaming this morning, everyone.
Go on.
Because as of 2 o'clock this morning, British time, Birmingham City have new owners. At long last.
Do you want a round of applause?
Please.
Well done.
5 years of absolute chaos under Carson Young, and finally it's been sorted. I'm wearing my colours today. QPR will be very impressed on social media. Showing my support because he's gone. Paul Swen is the new owner of Birmingham City. He's got money and isn't facing legal challenges.
Do a Craig David and fill me in. I want to know everything.
Well, obviously, Carson Young took over the club in 2009 with his I don't know how to describe them, his entourage, I suppose.
His entourage.
They're in charge. 2 successful years. Finished 9th in the Premier League, won a cup, got relegated from the Premier League, but we won't talk about that. Carson Young, we did win a cup against Arsenal. Arrested in June 2011. Since then, the club hasn't really had any money. We've had a dodgy ownership situation going on where no one was really sure what was happening. Now, we are aware. Trillion Trophy Asia, the company that Paul Swen runs, have had exclusivity on the club for 16 months. And finally, the deal has gone through. Finally, Carson Young is gone. Finally, we aren't in an absolute state.
I like it. Yeah, no. Well, I've got a question for you. Can I ask you a question?
Far away.
Okay. What do you think this means? Do you think you got more of a chance of success now?
Well, we're currently 6th in the championship. Mm.
It's not. You weren't doing too bad.
It's good.
It's a playoff place.
But how much of the effect will this new ownership have? Will it change anything?
I think it's definitely going to have a short-term boost on morale. But in the long run, I mean, there's more money in the club, so can invest potentially.
Will they invest?
You'd think so. There's the fact that he can just improve the state of the club as well. Stephen Small, Rory Mosdale, Ollie Browning, still a mouthful, but we're all here. It's Red Monday, everyone. It's Clotmas, as Ollie Browning put it.
Merry Clotmas, boys.
It's pretty much hard to call this evening.
Yeah, it's going to be probably one of the biggest games of the season so far, I think. Do we have predictions? Can we run some predictions?
Well, that's what I want.
What do you want as an Arsenal fan?
A draw. Or even a United win.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I take United.
Controversial talk from Stephen Small.
But a draw.
I think I've ever backed Man United before.
Yeah, I know. I've never backed United or Mourinho.
How's it going to go then, score-wise? Stephen Small.
Ooh. 2-2.
Interesting.
2-2.
Okay.
He's going for a high-scoring one.
Yeah.
As am I.
But there will be goals.
3-1 Liverpool.
Interesting. I think Man United could scrape this. They tend to do well against Liverpool from memory. And it would just be quite funny to see Liverpool lose. I'm going to go 2-1 Man United.
Ooh.
I'll take that.
Let's talk about the FA Cup. Let's talk about the magic of the Cup. Speaking of fixtures, because Midlands League Premier Division. Anyone know what tier that is from memory?
Oh, pick me.
9th.
Rory. Oh, Stephen got in there first. It's always the one who shouts that, Ollie. I do apologise. Anyway, Westfields FC on Twitter, at Westfields FC 1, just in case you were concerned about which one they were.
What a horrible Twitter handle.
Let's clarify as well, this isn't the football team
Disclaimer alert.
Yeah, they're not the football team of the Westfield Shopping Centre. Anyway, they've made the first round of the FA Cup. They beat an unbeaten side from the Isthmian League Premier Division. In fact, the leaders of that division, which are about 2 tiers ahead of them.
Yeah, so, not bad going, is it?
It's quite impressive. So Westfield's very much in the first round of the FA Cup with sides like Bolton Wanderers, Charlton Athletic, some fairly big teams in there, Blackpool, of course. All teams that have been in the Premier League in recent years. I think, one, we should go to it.
Yep.
Good statement. Two, they should be the Talking Balls FA Cup side this year. Even if they make it to the third round and start meeting our teams, we should still support them.
We're officially endorsing them.
Yep.
They sent out an interesting tweet, didn't they, Ollie?
They did. This is me in complete quotation marks. We are Division 9, but we have League 1 teams in our sniper range. Tremble to your new gods of steam and fire.
Wow.
It's Champions League this week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's Chelsea playing the Champions League this week?
Well, I'll tell you who everyone else is playing. Arsenal are taking on Ludogorets on Wednesday at the Emirates.
Tim Pogler.
Man City.
We're talking about the Champions League. We're at the Arsenal Stadium.
Oh, sorry, the Arsenal Stadium. I do apologise.
The Emirates and Champions League.
The Arsenal Stadium.
Excuse me? Emirates aren't like a sponsor of the Champions League, so any club that have a name in their stadium, they don't call it.
That's interesting.
Really? And like any Emirates branding, the Arsenal's all covered up.
That's funny.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that. No.
Talking about the Olympics.
That's a weird rule.
Because they do that at the Olympics as well.
Yeah.
Strange.
So it's not like an official sponsor of UEFA Champions League.
Interesting.
So yeah, fun fact.
Anyway, other fixtures that are happening. Man City have got a small tie away at Barcelona, while Celtic host Borussia Mönchengladbach. Spurs as well are in action tomorrow.
Who?
They are away at Bayer Leverkusen. They're probably going to win as well.
I'm not so sure.
You're wrong.
Sit down. Shut up.
Have we got a Spurs fan?
You're wrong. Have we got a closet Spurs fan here?
I can only see a Leverkusen win there.
I think they'll struggle as well.
I think Spurs will win. Let's move on. We're going to preview the weekend's action very, very soon. And also, we're going to talk about the very first Club Shop review. We're going to start big. Because it's not just Champions League going on tomorrow, is it, Rory?
Nope. QPR versus Bristol City.
Is the only other game, apparently.
The only game in the world that's happening tomorrow evening.
Only one that matters.
You looking forward to it?
Not particularly, because I think we'll lose. Bristol City have been very, very good this season. And at home, we've been close to awful. So,
with Tammy Abraham as well. I mean, that's got to... Worry you? You're expecting a defeat then. What's the score going to be?
2-0 to Bristol City.
Anyway, so that's QPR versus Tammy Abraham. And also Birmingham City in action as well against Rotherham at St Andrews. The real big one tomorrow evening. Yeah. The first since the takeover. Lukas Djukovic is going to get a hat-trick. Agreed?
No.
Rotherham are bottom of the league.
Okay. He might score 2.
We're in the playoff places.
Maybe 1.
They're from Rotherham.
Hey.
But they do play at the New York Stadium.
Mm.
I personally think it could be like potentially a goal fest.
Yeah.
6-0.
Rotherham.
2-0, Birmingham.
3-0.
I'm going to say 4-1.
I'm going to go. Actually going to agree with 4-1. 4-1 seems like the most realistic of all of those.
Arsenal's playing Middlesbrough at home. That'll be an easy win.
It's a huge game, mate.
It's a big one.
Mm.
That's an easy one.
Away at Sheffield Wednesday.
And we got a little tie against Man United at home.
We've got a big match. The Gary Rowett Derby. Friday night. It's live on Sky Sports. Burton Albion away. Could be an interesting weekend.
Mourinho's coming back, so
it'll be
a huge game. The atmosphere there will be something interesting. I'm looking forward to that.
I don't know what to predict for that one.
No, I'd say
lots of goals.
It's going to be very tactical because they are both very tactical managers. I think he'll be desperate to win, Mourinho.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah,
he'll be desperate to win. So I'd say like last season, one all draw. I think we might scrape a draw.
Sheffield Wednesday QPR.
Score prediction?
Go for it.
1-0 to QPR.
Brave, brave. I actually agree, but yeah. Arsenal, Middlesbrough.
3-0 to the Arsenal.
Burton away, I reckon 1-0 Burton.
Ooh. That was negative.
Okay. I'm a negative person.
Not even a draw?
No, I mean, I think...
Scrape a 1-1 draw?
Burton should not be in the Championship. We should be in a league higher, so therefore they're going to destroy us.
Should you though?
It's going to be a comfortable win.
Should you be in a league higher?
Yes, we should.
And I reckon they could hold their own in the Premier League.
I reckon Burton's ground would struggle to hold us for, so.
Yeah.
That is true.
Myself.
But what are we looking for in a club shop review?
Bobbleheads.
Purely going in.
Do all football club shops sell bobbleheads? We should buy one in every club shop.
Because I know for a fact that QPR do a wide range of bobbleheads.
I don't remember seeing bobbleheads.
Where would we stack 92 bobbleheads? Where would we keep these?
We've got a corner of the studio we can fit them in. Well, we also need to buy a gnome from QPR because we're aware that they sell those. So that is number one on the list.
Or was
yet
that like
to confirm?
Okay.
Last week it was confirmed they have gnomes.
As far as I'm aware, the last time I was in the club shop, they definitely sold gnomes.
And that was like 2004.
Whether they've got one to the new badge on, I'm not sure.
Okay.
There could be
like a reduced to clear section where you could get a gnome per pound.
That's what we could hit. That if you've got a reduced to clear section in your shop, perfect 10.
Definitely.
Perfect 10.
That's a big shout.
Yeah. That's my big thing.
I think QPR's whole shop is just a reduced to clear section.
Well, we've got one on the list of club shops to review. QPR Lemmerts. Coming soon. Watford are local. We can go to Watford Lemmerts. Sometime soon. Yeah,
we're both employees of Arsenal. We can.
Ollie and I, we've both walked past the one at Chelsea. So
yeah, it looks good. I've been inside, but you haven't been inside.
Believe it
or not,
you've
been inside the Arsenal. That's pretty good.
Fun fact: Chelsea have all of their like the big trophies they've won on display in the shop, and that for me is like a perfect 10 again.
Are there any from before 2004?
There are. There's a European Cup from 1999. And the league trophy from 1955.
Oh, that's going back.
Wow, that is going back. Pretty impressive.
Very much look forward to it.
Yeah. So that's club shop reviews.
And that is talking balls. We're out.
We are.
It's
balls
been
have
emotional.
Been talked. It's been good. It's been a roller coaster.
It has been.
We've analysed why QPR shouldn't be allowed to exist.
Yeah.
It's always a bonus. And
I feel very bullied today.
Yeah, QPR got a right bullying today. Yeah, but that whole singing thing, that makes some noise. That was
fully deserved it this
not
week.
You did completely deserve it.
We did deserve it.
But we're also not being impartial because we've given Arsenal abuse, we've given Chelsea abuse, we've given Birmingham abuse. That's what the show's all about. Well, there'll be more of the same next week as it's going to be a little bit of a special show for us because it's 6 days away from the Second City Derby. The one we're all waiting
for.
Advent
calendar out again.
Advent calendar is going to be out. Rory and I are going to be talking safety tips for the journey to Birmingham.
Hard hats, please.
And we're going to be sharing our favourite memories because we may not be here in a fortnight. Looking forward to it. Anyway, we're going to leave you with some great music from Dua Lipa on the way, and also this one. It's lower than Atlantis. It plays on Smoke Radio on your Monday afternoon.